We're doing Rosh Hashanah, Yidav Hamdalev, six lines from the bottom. Rosh Hashanah Nifkidah Sarah Rachel V'Chana. We had said that on Rosh Hashanah, Sarah Rachel and Chana, their memory came for good before Hashem, and it was decreed they should become pregnant. Minalan. How do you know that? Amar V'Yelazar Atya Pkidah, Pkidah, Atya Zchira, Zchira. We derive the same word. We have Gzir Shova, Pakad, Pakad, Zohar, Zohar. Ktiv B'Rachel. By Rachel it says, "Vayizkor Elokim et Rachel." Hashem remembered Rachel. V'ktiv b'chana, v'yizkireha Hashem. Hashem remembered her. So we say that Rachel and Chana are similar. V'at yazchira zchira m'Rosh Hashanah. And on Rosh Hashanah it says zachar, and so we learn the same word. D'ktiv Shabbaton zichron truah. So we derive from all these that their memory came up before Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. Pkida pkida, ktiv bechana ki pakad Hashem et chana, ktiv besara v'Hashem pakad et sara. So that's how we learn from Chana, we learn to Sara, that this all happened on Rosh Hashanah. So I said a pshat here that scared a lot of people, and I even though one of my Rebbeim doesn't like this pshat, but I think it's still a kosher pshat, and other Rebbeim did agree with it. What's the Chiddush? Meaning, everyone gets judged on Rosh Hashanah. So I think that the pshat in the Gemara is that on these women, there are special psukim about Hashem remembering them. So you would think that it happened whenever it happened. You would think that, Avram's davening for 70, 80 years, a big tzaddik, Avram and Sarah are davening. So finally, they broke through, Hashem remembered, so to speak. By Rachel, all the Rachel, Leah, everyone's davening. At some point, they broke through. Chana, Eli blesses her, and Elkanah's been davening, and she's been davening, and finally it broke through. Comes the Gemara and tells us, even these big tzaddikot, you know when their whole gzar din changed? Rosh Hashanah.
So what?
You know when their fortune, so to speak, when their decree in heaven changed? It changed on Rosh Hashanah. And this shows us the tremendous power of Rosh Hashanah. We could understand this in one of two ways. Either, it happened on Rosh Hashanah, the Pasuk's just there giving us information. Or maybe there's another concept here that even for big tzaddikim, and even though our davening has tremendous power all year long, we should still know how weighty Rosh Hashanah is. That Avram and Sarah are davening for all these years, and Hashem accepts the tefillot finally, and the same thing with Rachel, and the same thing with Chana, and all the brachas and everything, but it takes a Rosh Hashanah to change the gzar din. We often... We come to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and we're feeling like we'll do our best. But we always feel like, there's the Shmona Esrei the night after Yom Kippur too. There's davening after Rosh Hashanah also. So, like the Gemara is going to say later on, the Gemara is going to say, if we're judged on Rosh Hashanah, what do we bother davening the rest of the year for? So the Gemara gives a few answers, but the answer we go with halachically is that you could always change your fate. You could always change things in heaven. But from this Gemara, we see that although you can always change your fate, don't assume you're going to succeed. Because even big tzaddikim, like Avram and Sarah, and Yaakov and Rachel, and Elkanah and Chana, although they succeeded, it was only on Rosh Hashanah that they finally succeeded. So that's my pshat in the Gemara. And again, I have a Rebbe who really doesn't like this pshat. But
not everyone holds that it's Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei.
Okay.
But by saying that, it seems that not
the end.
Why don't you check the Bryce again before you say that?
Check.
Yeah.
By saying that, it seems that not even for tzaddikim got answers during all year round, except on Rosh Hashanah.
Really maybe on bigger things, it really happens more on Rosh Hashanah. I'll tell you a story, which this Rebbe of mine also told me he doesn't believe. But I heard it.
What? The car accident?
No. But I heard the story from the man himself. I have a friend who learned by Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he told me that he was married for a number of years and they didn't have children. And then he had a Hasidish friend who kept bugging him and telling him, come to my Rebbe, and my Rebbe will give you a bracha. And he said, no, I don't do that. He said, come, no, I don't do that. Finally, his Hasidish friend said, you don't want to come to my Rebbe, go to your Rebbe. You learn by Rav Moshe Feinstein, ask him for a bracha. So fine, he went to Rav Moshe, and this is what he told me Rav Moshe told him. I don't know. I have a hard time believing it, just like my Rebbe has a hard time believing it. But he told me, this is what Rav Moshe told him. He said to him, I'll daven in Mirtz Hashem, and this year it won't be, next year it'll be. That's what he said Rav Moshe told him. Now that goes along with this Gemara, that the decree on when a person will have children or won't have children is...
Was after Rosh Hashanah that he...
He told him it won't be before Rosh Hashanah, it'll be after Rosh Hashanah. He came to him, I think, like a few months before, and he said, Mirtz Hashem next year.
So, but here they're saying, when it's written, Zachar Hashem, they make a connection with Rosh Hashanah. I don't understand the connection.
It's the same root. It's a Gzera Shava, Zecher and Zecher.
Because of the word Zecher, they assume right. It was on Rosh Hashanah?
Because it says on Rosh Hashanah, it says. Zichron Tuah, it says about Rosh Hashanah. So it has the same root. Zayin Chaf Reish, Zichron Tuah.
What brighter are they talking about?
It says Rabbi Eliezer says the world was created in Tishrei. In Tishrei the Avos were born and they died. And Rosh Hashanah Nifkeda Sarah Rachel Vechana over here. Rabbi Yeshua who disagrees and says all these things happen in Nisan, but he does agree that Rosh Hashanah Nifkedu Sarah Rachel Vechana. On that point no one disagrees. When he says Rosh Hashanah he means Tishrei.
But it's not. We don't see. I don't remember. I'm looking for food. But it's not the same thing when the Teva was on high sea.
So you need a Masorah to know when to say is Zachar, right? Right. Yes, not every Zecher is Rosh
Hashanah. Sorry.
Fine. It says Ve'yizkor Elokim et Noach ve'et kol Teva ve'et kol Asher
Tovtuvah. But we assume it was Rosh Hashanah. We don't assume it was on Rosh Hashanah. Do you? Do we?
I don't think so. You don't say every Zecher in the Torah is Rosh Hashanah.
So why not?
These, they had a tradition. The Rosh Hashanah yatzah Yosef mi beit asurim min alan. We said Yosef left jail on Rosh Hashanah. How do you know that? Tichtiv, the pasuk says, Diku v'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu, ki chok l'Yisrael hu mishpat l'lokei Yaakov. And then the pasuk says, Eidut b'Yosef samo. Blow the shofar, it says, when? On our holiday, on that day, is when Hashem judges us, on Rosh Hashanah. Eidut b'Yosef samo b'tzitol eretz Mitzrayim. God made this as testimony, so to speak, when Yosef went out over Egypt. So when did Yosef go out over Egypt? That was on Rosh Hashanah, like the previous pasuk says, that's the holiday that Hashem judges us. Rosh Hashanah betlav dam avoteinu b'mitzrayim, and Rosh Hashanah, the service, our forefathers stopped working as slaves in Egypt. K'tiv ha'chavotzit itchem mitachat tzivlot Mitzrayim. V'chtiv ha'atam asiroti misevel shichmo, by Yosef, who we say it happened on Rosh Hashanah, it says, Hashem took him out of Sevel, and when the Jewish people, Hashem says, I took them out of Sevel of Mitzrayim, so we assume, when did they come out of the Sevel of Mitzrayim? On the same day that Yosef went out of Sevel, which was Rosh Hashanah. Sevel means suffering. Be'nisan nigalu kedita. Yeah, we know that they were redeemed in Nisan. B'tishrei atidin ligael. Rabbi Lezer holds that the future Geula is going to be in Tishrei. Atya shofar shofar, he has gzeir shava. K'tiv ha'cha tiku b'chodesh shofar. It says by Rosh Hashanah that on Rosh Chodesh you should blow shofar. V'chtiv ha'tam, and about the future redemption it says, v'yom o'i takash b'shofar gadol. So the future redemption will be with a shofar. So we have gzeir shava that too will be in Tishrei. Rav Yeshua omer b'nisan igalu b'nisan atidin ligel min alan. Amar k'ra, lel shimurim hu. The night of Pesach is called Lel Shimurim, Lel Amshumar Uba Misheshet Yimei Breshit. That's a day that God's been watching from creation. From the time of creation, we say Hashem's been watching this night doubly. Once for the Exodus from Egypt, and once for the future Geula. The Idach, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with Lel Shimurim? Laila Amshumar Uba Min HaMazikin. that this night is protected from all kinds of harmful spirits. And we will see, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time, how they each go in line with their own tradition.